Hi everyone, I'm Matt Wagstaff, and welcome to another episode of the Live Long and Prosper podcast, where I discuss a number of topics related to living a life of balance, abundance, and happiness. Much of what is shared in this podcast is related to personal development, business, and financial literacy. In this episode, I'm super excited to be interviewing Ms. Jessica Lewis of Lalu Public Relations. She's going to share a little bit of insight into her business, how she's balancing the COVID pandemic and being quarantined, and some of the new exciting things that she has going on in her life. So we hope you enjoy this episode. Thank you so very much for being on the call here and on the podcast and joining us. So for like the people who do not know who you are, Ms. Jessica Lewis of Lalu.
Yes, sir.
give the people a little bit of background information about just who you are and what you do.
Okay. So my name is Jessica Lewis, and I am the CEO and founder of Lalu Public Relations. Lalu PR is a full service firm that helps brands really communicate their value and helps to position them to really just offer quality services and to promote any events or activities or new products that they might have. Additionally, I'm also the creator of Single Dope Black Chick, which is a blog to help women embrace their singleness.
Awesome. Awesome. And do you have a daytime job too?
I do. I wear many hats. So during the day, I serve as a communication specialist at Rock the Future, which is an initiative designed to bring together a cross-sector coalition of partners to improve educational outcomes for students in the city of Rochester.
Oh my God.
I know.
That sounds awesome. So I sound like you practiced this a little bit in that you have that you got the elevator speeches down to a science. I love it. I absolutely love it.
I write so much, you know?
Yeah. And with you being a communications expert here, I mean, you have a lot of those tools. I'm sure a lot of people can leverage this in this time that we're dealing with right now. So, with that being sort of like working through events and helping organizations to promote events, I'm sure that's been an impact with this whole pandemic and the kind of like the shelter in place and all these things that are going on to keep people or preventing us from actually having events. It's pretty interesting. So before we jump into the sort of the business aspect and really talking about some of the things, some of the goals you have, just want to check in to see, you know, how are you doing throughout this pandemic and in the quarantine, and how's your family doing? What's going on?
Okay, so I'm doing well. I've been working from home for the last 4 weeks, and I was just having this conversation with someone that I'm very fortunate to have a job where I can work from home. I was able to actually bring my work PC home, so I have everything that I need. I think week three, I was going a little stir crazy being in the house. I'm an extreme extrovert, so being around people that gives me energy, that gives me life. And so this has been an adjustment, but now that we're in week four and I'm actually getting a routine for myself. And when I say routine, it's almost letting go of routine, you know? So now that my, you know, anxiousness is decreasing, I'm actually feeling much better.
That's good. That's good. I always say pray for the extroverts out there in this time, because it's going to be tough for a lot of folks. People think I'm an extrovert. That's the funny thing. I actually would categorize myself more as an introvert to myself type of guy, but externally, you would think that I'm an extrovert. I don't think you knew that about me.
Brother, I think you're an extrovert. I think Tamika is an introvert. Now you are. No, I don't know now.
You know, I might be a closet introvert. You just never know. I don't know. But in any event, pray for the extroverts out here. The introverts are having a ball right now. I see so many posts out there. And then you talked about routines. That's huge. That is a beautiful thing. I love the way that you said that. You said the routine of not having routines. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Yes. I mean, when I first started working from home, I would get up every morning, make my breakfast. You know, I have this makeshift workspace in my dining room. You know, I have a home office for my business, but the desk isn't quite big enough for my work piece. So, you know, I just was basically sticking to the same routine I had when I was going into the office. And I did that for some weeks. And I was just like, hold on, I still feel a lot of pressure. I'm still feeling stressed. And I'm like, I'm in the comfort of my own home. Something is not right. And so I had to take a moment to just pause to say, okay, wait, I need to reconfigure life right now.
We can figure. I love it.
Yeah, I can't go on the same way that I was doing when things were normal, you know?
Yeah, that's super true. And I think I was the opposite. I was, you know, wearing sweatpants and hoodies for the first 3 weeks, and then I actually decided to put real clothes on for a week, and I was like, oh, okay, this is pretty cool. Yeah. I still did my morning routine and night routine and things like that, but yeah, it's interesting how folks are. It's definitely a spectrum of how folks are dealing with this. So your any of the routines, have you kept any of those things up, even though you're kind of falling back a little bit and that seems to be helping you? But anything you've been keeping up on?
Yeah, eating.
yeah, you got to eat, right? Got to eat,
snacks.
Yes.
All the yes. snacks in the world.
Any quarantinis?
No. Actually, I'm trying to eat more healthy because, like, the first
That's good.
Weeks, it was chips and cookies, and I just was just doing too much. So now I have some fruit, you know, that I can just pick up in place of cookies when I just need that sweet to satisfy.
Okay. Well, if you need any cookies, you know where to go. Mason's Cookies and Coffee.
Uh-oh. All right now.
They're upstairs experimenting on different flavors, but that's fun for another conversation.
All right.
So how are you, how's your family doing? Anything that you would be willing to share?
Oh yes. So I have one biological brother. He lives in Charlotte. He's with his wife. My parents, my mom and her husband. My mom still works. Her husband is retired. And my mom's with the police department. So she's been with the city of Rochester maybe some 27 years. She's a clerk in the homicide unit. And of course, public safety is a 24/7. But what they've done for her in particular is just kind of reduced her hours. So she's going in 3 days a week. And my mom is so funny. She's like, I go in there, I got on my mask, my gloves and everything. You know, she's like, because I just don't
Absolutely.
Risk it, you know. I mean, so she's doing well. I'm glad that they've reduced her hours. But she is maintaining all of the precautionary measures, you know, that the public officials have deemed necessary.
That's awesome. And shout out to the essential workers and all the public safety officials. That's a blessing to have those folks. So definitely appreciate you all out there who are essential in helping us keep the lights on, if you will, keep us protected. So thank you to your mom. Thank you. Mm-hmm. So have you really been in the house all this time, or have you been going out to get like groceries? And when you do go out of the house, have you been going out for walks or anything like that? And are you masked up, gloved up? Like, how are you managing it?
Okay. So no, I'm not. Like this week, I don't think I've been out the house like at all. Maybe on Monday or something. Like I just go out if I need groceries. Like last week I needed to get bleach and like some 409 cleaner, but for the most part, I'm home. During the nicer days, when it first started, I was going for walks. I was doing more like physical activity at home. I kind of fell off with that. I need to pick that back up. But I think I'm going to be more intentional about getting out the house just to get some fresh air.
Yeah. It's so funny. Rochester has like four seasons in one day.
Facts.
And we woke up and it was snow on the ground. And it started snowing, ing, and then the sun is out. So what the? Come on, man. I don't know. But in any event, we'll try to get outside as much as possible. Mason is just like going stir crazy, the 7-year-old here. And so trying to get him outside, throw the football, shoot some hoops, go on some trail walks, all these things, trying to keep him sane.
Absolutely.
Well, that's good. So in terms of maintaining that sanity and that balance in your life, you know, you hinted to it a little bit with the routines or the lack of routines, and just curious about, you know, some of the things you're doing to maintain that sanity and that balance in your life.
Okay, so I am a huge lover of podcasts. Some of my favorite podcasts include Getting Grown, Around the Way Curls, and then I just picked up Ratchet and Respectable. So
Ratchet and Respectable. Yes. Oh my. Yes. Go ahead. All right. All right.
So listening to these podcasts have actually given me like an element of sanity. Because the ladies that host these various podcasts are so funny. I've been listening to them for so long, I feel like I know them, like I know their personalities, and I just crack up every time I listen to them. And you know, they talk about real stuff. Their topics are very relevant, and it's like they say all the things that people are thinking. So that's what I've been doing to maintain my own sanity.
All right. And you got a new favorite podcast, Live Long and Prosper. I love it. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Add it to the list.
That's awesome. awesome. So you've been hanging out with the extroverts actually through podcasts. So that's pretty cool how you made that connection.
Yes.
So anything else in terms of like balance? You know, you talked about starting with the physical activity and then kind of pulling back. You talked about some nutritional things you were doing on, and now you kind of got a little more healthy. Yeah. Anything you've been doing from a balance standpoint?
I guess.
If nothing, that's fine. Yeah. I'm just curious.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe reading and journaling. And I would just say, like, turning off my computer, like, at the end of the day, because it's hard to distinguish now that, you know, I'm working from home and what's, like, working from home, you know? And so I think for a balance, it's just, like, at 5 o'clock, it's Quentin time. I got to cut and turn things off so that now I can just, at least, you know, figuratively speaking, shift my brain into a different space.
Super true. Absolutely true. And me and Tamika, my wife, we were just talking about that probably a week or so ago. And we were saying, like, God, it feels like we're working more than we ever did. Yes. Because we were just, when you're working from home, quote unquote, it starts whenever you start and it ends whenever you finish. And that could be 11 o'clock at night. It could be 7 a.m. in the morning. It could be all over the place.
Yeah.
So, well, that's good that you maintain it. How's that going for you?
So far, so good. And you know what? Honestly, I listen to the press conferences that Governor Cuomo puts on, and, you know, New York pause has been extended until April 29th. But to be honest, we're going to be here for a while. And so people need to recalibrate, continue to adjust and to find a routine in some way, shape or form that kind of stick to it. Overwhelmed, especially for those folks who have kids at home and you're trying to work from home, just because I think we're going to be here for a while.
Yeah, absolutely. No one knows, yeah. Right? And folks are trying to be optimistic, but you got to be realistic too, to a certain extent. So I would agree with that 100%. So What is one goal that Miss Lalu is working on during this quarantine?
Okay, so actually, I am going to be offering consultations to business owners looking to reposition themselves during this crisis. Right now, if you are a business owner, you have to make a pivot in order to keep your head above water. With social distancing now in effect, a lot of stores had to close because if you're not essential, you know, they don't want people gathering. And so if you actually have a product or a service, how are you going to pivot so that you maintain relevancy during this time? And so that's actually what I'm working on as of this moment.
Nice. So is that something is this a new service that you're offering now because of the quarantine, or is this something that you've offered before in the past as a special, or is this really COVID kind of specific?
Yep. Nope. This is brand new, hot off the press. It's a response to COVID, and it's how Lalu is repositioning.
That's awesome. Super awesome. So what's your goal in terms of that? Is it just to get it off the ground, or you have a number of clients you're trying to reach, or some impact you're trying to achieve?
Yeah. So right now I just kind of developed the landing page on my website to share more information about it. And so that's kind of like phase one. Phase two is actually getting the word out to let business owners know that this is now a service Lalu will be providing.
That's great. That's super awesome. I may have to take you up on that for Positive Prince too, by the way.
Okay.
I give you a testimonial or something like that. Something good.
Hey.
It all works, right? Well, that's right. Great. What about personally? Do you have any goals for yourself personally?
Personally, I mean, not really. I think the last, you know, couple of weeks that we've been here, I kind of put everything on pause. Even like with my business and my blog, things had like been on pause for a while. And so now I'm just like getting my gusto back. I'm like reawakening.
Yeah.
Almost like I went into a little cocoon, like, okay, but now the butterfly is emerging. So
yeah. And that's okay. Yeah. And that's okay too. Right. Cause everybody goes through things differently. Right. So you see, you know, you get caught up in the whole social media and everybody seems like they're doing great. But at the end of the day, everybody's going through this their own way. So, you know, kudos to you for hitting the pause button a little bit too. So that's A-okay.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So what is one thing before we wrap up here that you want to make sure that the folks are aware of? Anything, any other tips or tricks or any points of wisdom or suggestions you want to share?
I would just say, I know there's been a lot of conversation about, you know, what skills are you going to come out with, you know, when the quarantine is over. And while that's all fine and dandy, rest is okay too. you know, don't feel pressured to come out with a new skill. You know what I mean? Like, if you come out well-rested, you've achieved something. And then if you want to acquire something, do it at your own pace, do it at your own time. You know, don't feel rushed, because that's just added anxiety that none of us really need.
Super true. The skill of pressing pause. How about that?
There you go.
Slowing down.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Well, how can the people find you if they're looking to connect with you, Miss Lalu, Miss Jessica Lewis?
Yes. So I am on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn. Like, literally, I am not hard to find. So under Lalu underscore PR on all social media platforms, my website is lalupr.com. If you're a single lady and you're looking for some inspiration, you can also follow me at Single Dope Black Chick. That's on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and also singledopeblackchick.com.
I love it. Absolutely. Thank you so much, Jessica, for being a part of this podcast and this experiment we call podcasting. And thank you for those gems and sharing a little bit of your world with the world. And yes. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much for having me.
So there you have it. Another great interview. This one with Miss Jessica Lewis. Please follow her on her social media channels and learn about her business, Lalu Public Relations, and her blogs and all the great things that she has going on in her life. As always, we hope that this podcast is adding value to your lives, and we would hope that you would share it with family members and friends and colleagues who you think will see value from it as well. And until the next time, live long and prosper.